Everybody ran at once to the far corner of the pasture, and there was Willie, alive and well, in the shaft. Oh, how glad he was when his father caught him in his arms and lifted him out. Now I will tell you how Willie came to be in the shaft. He and Caper went to the pasture field and came to the edge of the shaft and sat down. In bending over to see how deep it was, he lost his balance and fell in. He tried very hard to get out, but could not. When the good little dog saw that his master was in the shaft, he would not leave him, but ran round and round, reaching down and trying to pull him out. But while Caper was pulling Willie by the coat sleeves, a piece of sod gave way under his feet, and he fell in too. Willie called for his father and mother as loud as he could call, but he was so far away from the house that no one could hear him. He cried and called till it was dark, and then he lay down on the ground, and Caper lay down close beside him. It was not long before Willie cried himself to sleep. When he awoke, it was morning, and he began to think of a way to get out. The little writing book that his aunt had given him was in his pocket. He took it out, and after a good deal of trouble, wrote the letter to his father. Then he tore the leaf out, and took a string out of his pocket, and tied it round Caper's neck, and tied the letter to the string. Then he lifted the dog up, and helped him out, and said to him, "Go home, Caper, go home." The little dog scampered away and was soon at home.